This is Here and Now. A landmark ruling in California could affect the way teachers across the country are hired and fired. A Los Angeles Superior Court yesterday struck down several tenure, layoff, and dismissal laws, saying they're unconstitutional and unfairly deprive students of their right to an education. The laws protect job security by basing layoffs on teacher seniority and grant long-term job security after 18 months of teaching. Now, the ruling in California will not go into effect until the appeals process runs its course. But we're going to hear today from both sides of this very intense debate. First, joining us from Los Angeles is Ruslan Ali. She's an advisory board member of Students Matter, a nonprofit group that spearheaded and financed the lawsuit on behalf of 9 California students. She's also former assistant secretary of the U.S. Department of Education under President Obama. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Magna. How are you?
I'm doing well. First of all, take us through why your group decided to back this lawsuit targeting these specific teacher tenure laws.
We worked with this organization because of their intent and the novel nature of this case. Historically, we've had cases that say that time matters, how long we teach kids, that money matters, how we fund school. But for the first time, we're acknowledging the power of a teacher in front of the classroom. And we're acknowledging the inequities that exist and persist today, where far too often students that are in schools serving mostly African-American and Latino students, mostly low-income students, also have more than their fair share of our most underqualified instructors. And there has been little that superintendents or principals or the public can do about it because of the constraints of these laws.
So you're saying that you supported this lawsuit because you want to bring the issue that teachers matter front and center, but teachers groups actually see yesterday's decision as completely the opposite. They feel it's totally flawed, and they believe that your group, which was founded by Silicon Valley businessman David Welch, is basically anti-teachers. I mean, what's your reaction to that?
This has never been about anti-teacher or anti-union. To the contrary, this is about pro-teacher, pro-public education, but acknowledging that where we have laws and regulations that hurt kids, that violate their constitutional rights, those laws must be rewritten.
Well, if I'm reading this correctly, the ruling yesterday basically called these teacher tenure laws unconstitutional. And teachers groups, you know this argument, they say that one of the reasons why these tenure laws are very, very important is because they're needed to attract exactly what you're looking for, great people into the teaching profession, because it doesn't necessarily pay as well as other jobs. And tenure is one of those things that maybe makes it a more attractive profession than it otherwise might be. Don't you think that there's some merit to that, that this ruling could potentially hurt the ability to attract great teachers to the classroom?
My sister, who's been a public school teacher for nearly a decade, would say exactly the same thing, and I'd agree with her, that tenure is important for job security, and it is a recruitment tool. California could do, like 41 other states have done, and ensured that the tenure process is meaningful, that we use that process of determining whether we should provide tenure, making teachers all but unfireable. And we should give that huge power and asset to the best teachers, to teachers that are motivated and inspired and know their subjects. Right now, California hands it out after about 18 months. So it's not about eviscerating tenure. We could look to 41 other states that are doing it in a much more progressive-minded way that serves students and teachers better.
Well, Ruslan Ali is an advisor to Students Matter, the group that backed the California lawsuit to strike down teacher tenure laws in that state. Ruslan Ali, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Magna.
Let's turn now to Jim Finberg, a lawyer for the California Teachers Association and the California Federation of Teachers. He joins us from San Francisco's and the studios of Here and Now contributor KQED. Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I wonder if we can just start off where Ruslan Ali left us, and that was with the fact that she and her group make the argument that one of the chief problems they see with teacher tenure laws is that they don't reward good teachers and instead embed bad teachers in the classroom. And that's one of the main issues they have. Well, what's your response to that?
Well, as was discussed earlier, without having the job security, teachers who are well-educated and have options to go into other jobs might not go into the teaching profession. So having tenure and the assurance that one won't be dismissed except with good cause helps get good qualified teachers in our schools.
It seems, though, that the judge in the ruling yesterday felt pretty much the opposite. I mean, the ruling couldn't have been clearer. The judge said that the tenure system harms students in a way that, quote, shocks the conscience and has a disproportionate burden on poor and minority students. I mean, what's your reaction to that?
Well, there is an achievement gap, but it is not caused by these statutes. The way to address high poverty, high minority schools is to put the strongest teachers and principals in those schools. The studies by Professor Susan Moore Johnson at Harvard, Professor Linda Darling Hammond at Stanford show that when teachers have good working conditions, they do their best work and students thrive.
I wonder, though, the judge quoted an expert from the trial, and I know that oftentimes these things can devolve into dueling experts, and I want to try to avoid that, but there was an interesting point made in the trial. This expert said that a poor instructor can cost a class $1.4 million, and that's why these laws are hurting students, that the money is essentially not going to what you were talking about earlier, and that is creating the best educational environment possible.
That was a study from Dr. Raj Chetty at Harvard, who actually was analyzing the New York City school system. And the study assumes that one has a bad teacher at one point in time and that all the other teachers are consistent. That's not reality. Reality is some years you have really good teachers, some years you have teachers that aren't good. Yes, everybody would agree that we should have the most effective teachers possible in our schools. The existing laws in California say that if a teacher is not performing, he or she can be removed. So the ultimate solution here is more resources for the schools, smaller class sizes, and even more mentoring for teachers who are struggling.
And Jim, finally, it seems as if over the last couple of years, there have been a number of states that have, for example, banned administrators from using seniority when it comes to layoffs. And now we have this big ruling from California that called teacher tenure laws essentially unconstitutional. Do you think that the landscape regarding this sort of main pillar in terms of teacher contracts is shifting across the country, and we may actually be more aggressively moving towards using accountability and performance versus tenure and seniority when it comes to educators?
All of the evidence at the trial showed that experience does make teachers better. Look, we all care about our kids getting a good education. I think that should continue to be a topic of discussion, and the California Teachers Association welcomes that discussion. Let's make our schools the best they can be.
Well, Jim Finberg is a lawyer representing the California Teachers Association and the California Federation of Teachers. Jim, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.